You are listening to the Her Money Matters podcast, episode number 8.
Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the podcast to help you take control of your finances. Join your host, motivational money coach, Jen Hemphill, as she shares with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's get to it.
Hello there. It's another beautiful but crazy humid day today. This is Jen. Welcome and thanks so much for tuning in. If it's your first time tuning in, I want to welcome you. And if you haven't checked out the first episode, I definitely recommend that you check it out so that way you know more about me and what this podcast will be all about. I have to tell you, vacationing is probably one of my favorite things to plan for and to do. And you'll hear me talk about trips and vacations, even through through examples. And I'm sure you have done so already in the past episodes. And I also wanted to talk about this today because when this airs, my family and I will be just finishing up a vacation in Spain. So I thought I'd share with you my strategy that we use that makes having the money for vacationing so much easier. Before I do that, I wanted to go ahead and give a shout out to Amanda in England. She purchased my Ultimate Money Kit. And among all the goodies that is included in it, it also comes with a budget template. And she shared with me that it was her first time using a budget and she was able to use it easily, painlessly, and felt good all about it and confident with the budget she created. So thank you for that, Amanda. And I'm glad that worked out so well for you. Now let's go ahead and get on to today's topic. I'm going to share with you how we plan financially our vacations. But before I take you through this, you have to promise to not get caught up in the we don't have enough money for this zone, all right? Because if you find yourself thinking this, I literally want you just to snap out of it and instead ask yourself, how can we make this happen? What do we need to do to make this happen? This is just a podcast. I'm just sharing with you some information, and there's no reason for you to have those I can't afford thoughts, all right? You are learning here, and that is all that it is. Deal? So take a moment to clear your head and just open your mind to a different perspective. You ready? All right. The first thing that you want to do is to really have a look as to how you like to vacation. What do I mean by that? Are you more into short road trips? Are you more into going to see family, staying at places where you can see family? Or maybe you like to take those more adventurous, longer trips, like maybe overseas or a cruise or any of those things. So you really want to be clear and know how you like to vacation. All right. Then you really want to take a look and decide how often. And remember, we're not thinking we don't have enough money to vacation more than twice a year. We're not thinking about that, right? Just clear your head and decide how often do a year's time do you want a vacation, okay? And how, just the duration, how long? So maybe you want to take just several weekend trips throughout the year, or do you want to take maybe one long trip of a week or two? What does that look like for you? So just decide, just jot it down. You can jot these things down and decide again how often and the duration for each of your vacation or vacations. Okay. Then you got to make your plan. And this is where you do the research. So you want to research the cost of transportation. So are you getting there by car? So obviously the gas involved. Are you getting there by plane, or maybe you're getting there by plane and then you have to take train somewhere, or you're getting there by plane and you have to do a car rental. What does that look like? Okay, so you want to really look at the cost of transportation, the cost of lodging. Maybe if you're going somewhere where it's near your family, maybe you're staying with family or not. Or maybe you are looking at options and at that website, Airbnb, or other places like that. So look, really take a good look at lodging. You also want to estimate, obviously, for food, because you don't want to go there and starve. You definitely want to eat. You want to estimate for spending money, okay? And just for just fun stuff and experience. And why I say this, well, obviously, you're on vacation. You want to have fun. But I remember when my husband and I took a cruise. This was a long time ago. We you know, saved up for the cruise. We were on the roll. We were having fun. But at the different stops, we weren't really able to do some of the fun stuff because it costs extra money. And guess what? We hadn't planned for that. So really, you want to look into that. And again, if your mind is talking about, well, we can't afford all this, just take that out. All you're doing is research. Okay, that's all you're doing. You're gathering some numbers and that is it. So take some time, have some fun with this. Google is definitely your friend. You can find all sorts of information on Google. And don't limit yourself. If you haven't gotten that point, don't limit yourself here. The point is just to do your research and get some numbers down. Now is really not the time to decide whether you can fit it in your budget or not. I just want you to play along. All right? So once you've done, because doing the research and for this is really the part that's going to take the most time. So definitely take your time with it. And after you've done that, the next thing that you want to do is you want to total those numbers. This is just an estimate. Obviously, it's nothing set in stone. Again, we're just doing research. We're just coming up with numbers, right? So total the estimated cost. So take your calculator, add those numbers up because that's all you're doing, and make it a monthly number. So you divide this by 12. Okay. So how I do this is I'm projecting a year in advance. So let's say maybe you're looking to take a vacation 6 months from now. Well, and this is the vacation you're looking at. Obviously, you don't want to divide by 12. You want to divide that by 6 or even less, depending on when you have to, when you're going to plan on purchasing the airline tickets or whatever the case may be. But you get the idea. I'm just using this as an example to project forward a year in advance, but you might have to make that adjustment depending on when you're thinking of taking that vacation. So again, divide that into a monthly number. So divide by 12 or whatever is necessary for your specific situation, depending on when you want to do that vacation or do that trip. Just continue to play along here. This is just, these are just numbers. That's all they are. And then once you find that monthly number, this is when you look at your plan, at your budget, and see how it falls, how it fits into that budget. So if you have not done a budget, I definitely encourage you to do so, because if you have this number, you know what you can work, you know what you have to work into your plan, but you need to know what those numbers, what expenses you have, total expenses, the income coming in, and what is left over. So you need to know the flow of your money. You also want to be flexible. You will also hear me say this phrase quite a bit, because just remember, your budget is really not made to constrict your life. It's a projection of your money plan, okay? Just to help you reach your financial goals. So if you love to travel, obviously this can be one of your financial goals. So remember I said, be flexible. And then you want to make any necessary adjustments. So maybe that number works perfectly into your budget. Chances are it won't necessarily, because the budget is not perfect. But just don't be afraid here to make the adjustments. These are just numbers. There's nothing to get overwhelmed about. So you want to continue to work this in adjustment until it works and fits into your plan. So maybe you were looking at a week-long vacation and those numbers didn't fit into your plan, okay, into your budget. So then maybe you can look at a long weekend trip and see how that turns into play. That's why it's important to do that research prior to. So maybe if you didn't do that, you have to go look, okay, what else can we do? Maybe we can go away for 3 to 4 days. What does this look like? And do the research that I talked about the lodging, the transportation, the food, all those necessary expenses. All right. And then if that initial plan doesn't fit, I want you to think about it this way, because it's completely okay. At least you have a good estimation already of how much money you'll need to take that vacation. So maybe you're not able to do that initial plan now, but you've already done the research and you know the number, what you need to do to make that happen, as far as how much money you need to have to take that vacation. And that is where so many fall short. They don't take the time to actually do the research and figure out the cost. So, and people just stop themselves before and decide it can happen, it cannot happen, before even knowing what exactly you need. All right. And how can you really make something happen if you don't know what you need? How can you take the next step if you don't know where you're going? All right. And here's the benefit also to doing the research. If you can't take that initial vacation, besides knowing what you'll need, it will naturally create the motivation to figure out how to save that money, especially if you really want to take that vacation. Your brain will naturally take over and start to think, okay, this is what I want to do. This is how much it's going to cost. What can we do about it? But your brain will do that only if you let it. If you have those thoughts of, we can't do this, we can't afford this, we don't have enough money, we're not making enough money, whatever the case may be, your brain is not going to, you're not allowing your brain to help you think through that. Now, once you find a happy medium, because that's what you need to do, because you don't give up, you find a happy medium and you have that monthly number that works great, the next thing you want to do is you automate it. And that's another word that you're going to hear me use often: automation and flexibility. Why do you want to automate? There's two reasons for this. One, you're already busy enough. We're busy. So to alleviate that step every single month of manually doing it, or maybe forgetting to do it, because that can happen, right? Automation takes that out of the equation. And also, once you take that vacation, right? Because if it's automating, let's say you've put this on automation, you take that vacation, it's still saving because you put that on automation. So it's going to continue to save for your next trip. How beautiful is that, right? Granted, you still would need to do your research for your next vacation and adjust as necessary, but you're ahead of the game already because you've already have an established savings specifically for your vacations. I talked about having separate savings accounts and a little bit more about that and the benefits of that in episode number 6. So if you have not checked out that episode, be sure to do so. And I'll be sure to include a link in today's episode's show notes. So that is it. Is it a perfect system? No, but it is an actionable system. It's doable and it works. You just have to be willing to do the work. That's all it is. I do have an online option to help you further with this and other financial goals. It's called the Ultimate Money Kits. It's jam-packed with a workbook, with tools, video tutorials, and more. And I really go more in depth on the strategy for your financial goals and how to get you in a better money mindset. If you're interested in learning more about this, I will share the link in the show notes. Or if you just want to get your hands on my budget template that my clients and customers rave about, I'll put a link in the show notes as well. I do have special pricing for you just for being a VIP listener. So if you want, go ahead and check it out. And that is it. It is a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for taking the time just to tune in to the show. Be sure to check out the show notes at jenhemphill.com/008 is in episode number 8. That is jenhemphill.com/008. Just to refer back to anything we discussed today and even those links that I mentioned earlier. If there is a specific topic that you want me to tackle or you have a burning question that you want me to answer, you can either send me an email or leave me a voicemail message. And you can do that by going to the show notes, which is again, jenhemphill.com/008. Just know that I would like to use your first name and I will play the voicemail message since I love to give shout outs. So if you'd rather me not mention your email message or play your voicemail on the show, be sure to clearly state that and I will definitely honor that. Also, don't forget that if you are enjoying the podcast, please just take a few moments to subscribe and leave me a review on iTunes. This will make the show more visible, which translates to be able to help other women like you. So if you can help me on that mission, that would be so awesome. I would appreciate it. Again, thank you for listening, and we will talk again next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast all about making your money management simple and practical. For being a VIP listener, I have a special free gift for you. It arises from a question I get most often, which comes down to feeling lost and having no idea where to start. That's why I created this Jumpstart Your Money mini guide to help busy women like you finally start with a clean slate and take the action you need with your budget without the overwhelm. You can find it at the end of each episode at jenhemphill.com/podcast.